This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Watching children grow into individuals with unique personalities and potential is an amazing experience. Here at the American Farm Bureau Federation, we gave birth a little over a year and a half ago to our Rural Entrepreneurship Initiative, and we have watched it grow into an exciting program area that is plowing startup funds, training, and mentorship into rural communities. The initiative has grown in ways we didn't necessarily expect, but that's part of what makes it a source of pride and excitement about the different directions it could take. Most successful piece of the initiative so far has been our Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge, the first national business competition focused on entrepreneurs building food and agriculture businesses in rural areas. The challenge, now in its second year, gives rural entrepreneurs the chance to showcase their business ideas, get advice from business experts serving as judges, and access a combined $145,000 in funding to help take their innovations to the next level. This week, we are announcing the top 10 teams chosen from 165 applicants. Six semifinalists have won $10,000 each. We are awarding each of our four finalists with $15,000 and the chance to pitch their ideas in person, compete for another $25,000, and be named Rural Entrepreneur of the Year at our annual convention in January in Orlando. The four finalists are AccuGrain of Roseville, Iowa, a provider of technology to inventory flowing grain in real time; AgriSync of Dallas Center, Iowa, which offers a mobile customer support platform for crop farmers; Farm Specific Technology of Bolivar, Tennessee, which provides a no-till crimper for cover crop production; and Fedora Malt House of Shepherd, Michigan, a producer of malted barley used by craft beer brewers. Farm Bureau is excited to celebrate these outstanding rural entrepreneurs. These entrepreneurs definitely reflect the spirit of innovation that exists in rural America. We're sure they have big plans for their own baby's future. As Farm Bureau looks to the future for our growing Rural Entrepreneurship Initiative, we are working to create more access to startup funds and provide more learning opportunities to help rural entrepreneurs develop their business management skills. The American Farm Bureau Federation today announced the top 10 teams, four finalists, and six semifinalists of the 2016 Farm Bureau Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. The challenge, now in its second year, provides opportunities for individuals to showcase business innovations being developed in rural regions of the U.S. It is the first national business competition focused exclusively on rural entrepreneurs working on food and agriculture businesses. The final four teams, chosen from 165 applicants, were each awarded $15,000 and will advance to the next phase of the challenge. They are AccuGrain of Rosehill, Iowa; AgriSync of Dallas Center, Iowa; Farm Specific Technology of Bolivar, Tennessee; and Fedora Malt House of Shepherd, Michigan. Semi-finalists were awarded $10,000 each thanks to the generous sponsorship of the Farm Credit Council. They are Cherry Brother Designs, LLC of Shelbyville, Indiana; Kolb Farms of Cleveland, Wisconsin; Lilac Hedge Farm of Berlin, Massachusetts; Pumpkin Vine Creek, LLC of Paint Lick, Kentucky; Smiling Hera, LLC of Mars Hill, North Carolina; and Strategic Management of Agriculture-Related Technologies, or SMART, of Oakland, Nebraska. The Environmental Protection Agency has lowered the national ambient air quality standard for ozone from 75 parts per billion to 70 parts per billion. Under the Clean Air Act, EPA is required to select a primary NAAQS for ground-level ozone that protects the nation's public health within an adequate margin of safety. In March 2008, EPA lowered the primary NAAQS for ground-level ozone from 84 parts per billion to 75 parts per billion. Some health and green groups urged a limit as low as 60 parts per billion. Farm Bureau supported retaining the 75 parts per billion standard. Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania's anti-RFS amendment to the American Crude Oil Export Equality Act was defeated 7-15 during a Senate Banking Committee markup last week. The amendment takes the drastic step of opening Section 211O of the Clean Air Act outside of the jurisdiction of the Senate Banking Committee to delete the entire portion of the statute setting blending targets for first-generation corn ethanol. The amendment, if adopted, would have destabilized the regulatory and investment environment for renewable fuels. Farm Bureau urged rejection of the Toomey Amendment and opposes other proposed legislative changes to the renewable fuels standard. The completion of negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership on Monday holds promise for opening restricted markets for American businesses around the Pacific Rim. This news was welcomed by Farm Bureau. AFBF President Bob Stallman said the American Farm Bureau Federation looks forward to reviewing the details of the agreement reached to guarantee it fulfills that promise for the nation's farmers and ranchers. Farm Bureau hopes the agreement will bring a more level playing field for farmers and ranchers by reducing tariffs and removing non-science-based barriers to trade. Increased access for U.S. agricultural products, particularly some meats, is anticipated. There is growing anxiety among American farmers, manufacturers, and shoppers about confusing and expensive changes coming soon to store shelves unless the U.S. Senate acts quickly to preserve America's food labeling system, wrote AFBF President Stallman in a post on the Hill's Congress blog. Further, he says, This is the message members of the Coalition for Safe, Affordable Food will be spreading on Capitol Hill as we urge Congress to pass a uniform national food labeling standard this fall. More than 130 Americans from 21 states are visiting Capitol Hill and calling on the Senate to pass the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act this year. These folks represent farmers, farm cooperatives, and plant managers who will be on the front lines of the logistical mess that awaits if Congress fails to act. In a post to the USDA blog, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell state that issues of sustainability are not appropriate for inclusion in the 2015 dietary guidelines. The final 2015 guidelines are still being drafted. But because this is a matter of scope, we do not believe that the 2015 DGAs are the appropriate vehicle for this important policy conversation about sustainability, according to Vilsack and Burnwell. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.